goals that would be filling up the front yard or something like that, that could be a consideration. But, you know, if that's not the case, then.
Yeah, I want to just make communication on it with Mark.
Okay.
All right, so no further questions? Okay, do you guys have anything else for us?
I don't think you have anything.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this application? You bet. Just state your name, please.
My name is Barbara Webb, and my husband Jim and I live 5 doors to the north from this house, from this 1125. We're at 1231. And Jim had to work tonight, so he can't be here. So he's wrote a letter, and I'm just going to read the letter, okay?
Okay.
Jim and I commend and thank Taney County officials for identifying this violation of the county's building codes. They have faithfully carried out their duty to protect and the best interests of Taney County residents. We respectfully ask the board to deny this variance request. The applicant caused this code violation by unwisely deciding to build the residential structure without obtaining a proper building permit. Therefore, the applicant apparently did not know or attempt to find out what the legal setback of the structure should be. As a result, the foundation was mistakenly poured with a setback of 16 feet rather than the required setback of 25 feet, reducing the legal setback of the structure by 36%. This is not a small violation of the law. The applicant's ignorance of the law is no excuse for violating it. Further, a law which is not enforced is not worth the paper it's written on, much less the time and effort to establish such law. Therefore, in this case, we request the board to do the right thing, enforce the law, and deny the applicant's variance request. Thank you for your attention to our position on this matter.
Okay.
Can I ask you, would you be opposing this had they come before they started building? You would still
oppose it? Well, if they come before they started building and got the permit, they'd be 25 feet back like you're supposed to be. No, there'd be no. Why would we, if they did this right, what we would have, why would we object to a house being built in our neighborhood? It's a family, we're zoned. It's not a nightly rental. We can't have a nightly rental in our neighborhood, and we've already battled that and got that took care of. We'd have no objection to a home being built. There's two or three houses right now being built on that our street.
But this is a variance board, so I guess I'll restructure the question because my curiosity would be, with the lay of the land and the situation, if they had requested this variance before they poured that concrete, would you have objected to it?
Well, probably not because why would we? We'd have no objection. I mean, they're building a house. Now, it's a really steep drop-off. I mean, really steep. It's not just a little drop-off. But we wouldn't complain about that.
So you wouldn't have complained if they would have requested this setback change?
No. Yes, I misunderstood your question.
Huh.
We would not want them to have a 16-foot setback. If they came and got a permit, y'all would have told them it was 25 feet, so I'm sure they would have done it right. That my trust in people would have been they would have done it right.
But that's why we have a variance board. So if they would have came to the variance board, do their situation.
If they come to the variance board and ask for a 16-foot and it was a 25-foot, we would expect our board to say, no, you got to make it 25.
But that's what the variance board's for. So I'm just curious, what would have been your reason if, let's say the situation is what it is, before they had poured it and they found that it was impossible for them to have done it at 25 feet, for what reason would you object?
Well, I don't know then if there would be a house built there, right?
I see.
I mean,
well,
if it
two
can't
other
be,
houses are built there.
I mean, there's some houses that are built there that are grandfathered in, yes.
But that's just the curiosity, because that's the purpose of a variance board.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, if there's a law that says 25 feet, shouldn't it be 25 feet?
Yeah.
And it's you know, if you let this one pass, it'd be another one. So why have the law of 25 feet?
Yeah.
if it's not going to be enforced, I guess. It's my, it's our thing.
Okay.
It's our neighborhood, and if there's a law, then it should be followed.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And he's next.
Yeah, come on up.
My name is Jack Coe. I've lived on Skyview now for 35 years. And I have to say that when I saw that a house was going to be built on that lot, I was quite pleased. It's been unkept and very unsightly, with very high weeds, broken tree branches falling off. So I was quite excited to see a house going to be built there. Now, you know, ignorance of the law, simply meaning not knowing the facts, doesn't exempt a person from penalties of the law. So it is with builders. If they don't follow the building codes, you know, you can't really penalize them. All you can really do is have them do corrective actions such that they do follow the codes. It's really difficult for me to understand how builders, experienced builders, could not come, and especially in an established neighborhood like we are, not come and find out what the building codes are. I can see if it's out in the middle of, you know, we got a lot of country that's no houses or anything. I can see where you wouldn't consider any codes whatsoever. So, you know, the thought process, I'm just throwing this out, I'm not saying it's true, but the thought process could have been, it's better to ask forgiveness than for permission. Now, also, I would put this forward, because of the topology of that land, and it is steep, had they followed the 25 feet, I measured it 19, but had they followed the 25 feet that we have there, there would have been many of thousands of dollars more of fill that they would have had to do. So I think there could have been some economic considerations as to why they chose to put the garage where it's at. So, I'd like to ask this. Now, on the building codes, since we're in the county, does anybody come and check the workmanship of the foundation as it's being made or after it's been poured?
That would not be us, no.
That would not. Does anybody do that? I'm just thinking of when there is flaws in the construction, does anybody catch those, or they just allow the builders to cover them up? Just a question.
There is no building inspector for...
No building inspector in the county? Okay. All right. Well, that's all I have to say.
Okay, so I have a question out of curiosity as well. So we're the Board of Adjustment, so we usually, again, if in a situation where somebody might request a change of setbacks due to a hardship of the land, we take that in consideration as well. So you would agree that in this situation, possibly, had they not started this project, would you say that the lay of the land would have made it difficult for them to have built their house at the 25-foot setback?
It would have made it much more costly, I'll say that.
Sure.
Because we do have houses in that area. Quite honestly, I don't know how they ever build them. I've seen a couple of houses build up where you've literally got 10 or 15 dump trucks lined up to do the fill to bring it up to the the house can be constructed.
And so then my next question would have been that if they would have followed the rules and came to this board before starting the project and requested a setback variance because of the lay of the land, would you have opposed it then?
once again, if we've got laws.
But our laws also are backed by the Board of Adjustment for variances due to undue hardships or situations such as this. I think Cody also read it earlier. So I guess the big thing is, do you see that it would have caused a conflict for that area? And would you have opposed it if they would have followed the steps, the rules of coming to the variance board prior to pouring the foundation?
I would have to say probably not, had they done the procedure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they're, you come in and build in a neighborhood, you've got responsibilities.
Absolutely.
And that responsibility was not met by whoever's in charge of these buildings.
Yeah.
I believe the same company is building another house on the further north of us. And as far as I know it, it's in compliance with the setbacks.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Does anybody else like to speak on behalf or opposing this application? All right. If not, we'll give the applicant an opportunity to come back up and speak if they choose to. Do you all have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Then at this time, we're going to close it for board discussion.
Chairman, as you said, this is what the board does, is make adjustments for hardships. But we have seen, and we see this happening about a half a dozen times a year, that people start before it's right. Mm-hmm. In this case, it is very steep, and I don't know that it wouldn't have came in front of the board, and we would have made that adjustment, or we would have suggested building a narrower house. But we make these adjustments all the time, and sometimes I don't like to see it. But in this case, it is very steep, and also the house kind of lines up with the houses beside it.
Yeah. Do we have a record of any other permits that are that have been asked for or requested by VIP Homes LLC?
Yeah, they have another one on the end of the street that's having a issue with the septic not built right that I'm in the middle of. And they have had previous ones. I didn't count how many, but this is not their first home in Taney County. They've done quite a few.
What about the other house being permitted to start to starting?
No issue.
They did get permits and
started. They got it. They didn't have enough room for the septic in the rear, and now we're having issue with the septic, probably going to end up being off the property.
Well, and that's,
they're going to have to probably acquire some property or come up with a different design, and it's already a high performance system, so we don't know what we're going to do.
Is there any record of how many permits that they pulled for homes in Taney County?
Yes.
Presley's
I've issued at least two other ones for them that have been fine.
Okay.
So when this, I do recall, Scott did come out there with me because I was questionable about it, that we all met together and he voted
favorable
to this piece.
So this would be
prior to construction?
Before, of course. Okay. And then so this one third, and then the one above it fourth.
All right.
So we're looking at four houses.
I'd like to open this back up for discussion. If the applicant could come back up, please. All right, I do have a question for you. You know, this puts us in a really hard spot because, again, we do have rules that we follow and that we have to back, and at the same time, we also try to make adjustments to accommodate situations like this. But it sounds to me that you are also experienced with building houses. This isn't your first home. So my question is, at what reason did you not pull your permit ahead of time so we could have accomplished something prior to pouring the concrete?
Yeah, he said we get that confused because the guy who's doing the safety team job, he said he was approved, so it was a